This weekend's storms tore more land away from Nepakiak's already heavily eroded riverbank. About 8 feet fell into the Kuskokwim River, adding to the approximately 100 feet of shoreline that has already been lost this year. KYUK has more on the community's latest efforts to secure its home. Barriers now block access to a main street in Nepakiak. This weekend, after creeping closer each year, the river reached the road. Nepakiak City Council member Walter Nelson watched southerly winds drive the current into the riverbank.
It was banging on the road. It's almost gone.
From Friday to Sunday, winds gusted up to 46 miles per hour, and nearly 2.5 inches of rain fell. That's just under the amount of rainfall from the prior 2 months. As the water rose, the community retreated from the approaching shoreline.
Past, couple of days, we had to pull a couple of boats out with our big heavy equipment out of the water.
Welders dismantled 2 empty fuel tanks owned by the village corporation, each tank capable of holding a couple thousand gallons of diesel. Workers have now moved them away from the river to the other side of the community. Earlier this summer, Nepakiak moved its city garage and firehouse. This has been going on for decades, the community pushing its buildings and homes further from the water. What it can't move are the 10 towering school fuel tanks sitting less than 150 feet from the approaching river. And behind those tanks, the Nepakiak School. The responsibility for those structures falls to the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Nelson doesn't know how long the land will hold. Fall storms are approaching, and state funding for the school project remains uncertain. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.